Good morning, Result Seekers. I recently read a quote and it went something like this. Champions are made from something they have deep inside them, a desire, a dream, a vision. They have last-minute stamina. They have a little bit more in the tank. They have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill, from Muhammad Ali. What a wonderful way to start off today's call. So please welcome to the line Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, that's a great quote. You know, Muhammad Ali wasn't just a great athlete, wasn't just a great poet, but what a great motivator.
He is a man to live up to for just who he was as a person, and most importantly, what he accomplished in his life.
Absolutely, and you know, just in persevere, talk about a guy who is resilient and steadfast, who was determined, who was absolutely unshakable in his belief systems, in his faith to the things that were important to him. Here is a man that, you know, some people back in the day, as they observed his incredible skill set to beat his opponents, but to the quote, his will to stand by his statements, to stand by his incredibly gregarious outbursts of championship and his ability to be a champ in his own mind and to his own right.
And he was probably one of the best rhymers that I know, too.
Yeah, I know. He rhymed all the time.
He was probably the precursor to a lot of the rappers that came out there.
Probably. And they, I absolutely believe that that's what a big source of inspiration for lots of these people were, in fact, there, being that rapper, being that poet, if it were. And what a great way to start this week's call. In this particular week, we understand the importance of desire and dreaming and vision. You know, as you said about Muhammad Ali, having the skill but also the will that equally is important. And the importance of this particular call is really going to serve as a reminder to each and every one of you on this particular Reign Mastery call to really look back and update your belief. Because your belief, I believe, is your belief. I'll say that one more time in case you lost me. Your belief is equal to your belief. You see, if you don't believe that your belief is going to be true and it will happen as sure as the sun will rise tomorrow morning, you will not have the power and the magic and the ability to be able to step into the world and converse and connect with the people and learn and educate yourself and empower your next real estate buy. It just won't happen. And so I've often been in communication with many of you who've written me and saying, Richard, how do I make my beliefs clearer and better? How do I have it become full of life and passion? Or how do I get the passion that you and Russell always seem to have an abundance of when it comes to being on a stage and presenting from the phones and doing what it is that you guys do? And the reality comes down to answering a handful of questions with absolute sincerity so that it produces an authentic power that just will not escape you. And I want to share it with you in real time. You know, as we finished off Module 6, and there's some people on the call here that may not have actually gotten it quite yet, so I won't give it up too quickly. But in understanding why it is you're in real estate, why you joined as a member, why you're a part of this family and you're a part of this journey, you have to answer the three questions. What do I need? What do I want? And what will I leave? Those three answers will provide you the framework that will produce for you the kind of sustenance, the stability, and the perseverance that's important for you to have the ability to desire, to dream, and to realize the very things that you see in your vision, called your beliefs. But the very first question, what do I need, comes before all else. What do I need supersedes what do you want. We all want a new Harley or a new Ski-Doo. We all want a new wardrobe or perhaps even a new house. We all want to have a bigger pool, and we might want to be on more vacations. But those things come after getting what you need done. And what do I leave, which is all about legacy thinking, whether it's philanthropy or charity or giving back or being the example you wish to be for your kids or being the example you wish to be for mankind. Leaving is a legacy-based conversation. It's a life-worth conversation, the value you give to and get from life. So where we start is with what we need. What do you need? And there's three questions to ensure that the definition, the definitiveness, and the decisive actions that are required to realizing and living your beliefs is real for you, and it absolutely empowers you. So here it comes. If you're making note, this really is your homework, but a part of the conversation. the three questions that I would want you to get answers to that will really breathe life and power and a life force into your beliefs, updating it, animating it, or just making it more vibrant so it vibrates so that people next door to you say, wow, what kind of dreaming is going on in your house, Richard? And you say, well, the kind that you want to really get aligned with. Question number one is, how much money are you making in 5 years from now? How much money are you really making 5 years from now? Now, some people might say, well, that's a tough question. I don't know how much money I want to make. Well, here's the rule of thumb. If it's 5 years, and it should be multiplied by 10. So whatever you're making now, multiply by 10. So if you're making 100 grand, let's just say, well, you're making in 5 years, well, 10 times 100 grand. What would that be? Well, for those quick mathematicians, hurry, $1 million. Now, you might say, well, hold on there, Richard, there, eh? I'm not conditioned to be wanting that kind of money. I don't deserve that kind of money. I don't need that kind of dough. I don't need that much. Well, listen, if that's the game you want to play, then you can go for mediocrity. You can settle with the crumbs of average. You can go and camp out with my friends who love coping. You see, if we don't stretch ourselves, then we're not going to end up exploring and experiencing growth. You've got to stretch yourself. So now, am I saying that in 5 years that you didn't make 10 times your money? Now, it's not to say that your income has been completely replaced, but that can come from 100 different places, from making great sound joint venture partnerships work, by being able to have bought a great portfolio of properties, by having a great excess cash flow, by, in fact, perhaps feeing out your expertise and helping other members do the kind of work that they're doing. There's 100 different ways for you to have increased your income. The problem is this. Here it comes. You can't dream big like that financially until you begin to embrace all the other bigger games you can play to allow you the right to dream big like this. It's all relative, right? I've hung out with an NBA player who buys watches that are $50,000 a pop, like as if it's nothing. I buy a Swatch like he buys a watch. You know, I can part with $100 and say that makes some sense. But it's all relative. If someone's making $10 or $50 million a year, a $50,000 watch is, well, just kind of relative. It is like buying a Swatch for them. But you see, it's until they get into that pay bracket that their new norm rises. And it all starts with the mindset. So, number one, how much are you making in 5 years? Number two is, where are you living? Now, I don't mean like where are you living as in, are you living in a 3,000 square foot as opposed to the 1,500 square foot bungalow that you now got. I want to know, what does that 3,000 square foot house look like? How many garages? I want to know what's in the backyard. I want to know how many rooms. I want to know what it looks like. I want to know who's there, who's enjoying it, who's running around, who's got their feet up, who's leaving the dishes in the sink. You want to have it like you own it. You want to know that where you're living is a big part of what you need, because you're going to need a place to live that's bigger and brighter and better for you in your new beliefs, because it's your belief that in 5 years you shall. Number three, and more importantly, I've seen this come up a lot, and it's really important. And the answer to the question called, what have I got? What have I got is about what have I got? And if you were to see me right now live, you'd see me kind of pointing at my body, not as if there's a part of my body that you need to get, because that's a completely different conversation. But it's about, what have you got? What shape are you in? How much weight have you lost? How much vitality have you got? How much better sleep have you got? Is your mind weightless? Is your body fat down? Are you running marathons? And if so, how much? If you're going to the gym, how often and with who? What have you got? Because you see, this machine, this body of ours, we've got it till the day we part this world called Earth. And so the point is that this is your machine. This is your vehicle. What have you got? In 5 years, are you healthier? Are you brighter? Are you faster? Are you more agile? Do you feel better? Can you touch your toes? Can you wake up in the morning with a bounce? Or are you just the same guy, same gal, with the same machinery that's just going to be a little bit more rusty by that time? So what have you made? Where do you live? And what have you got? That begins to be the framework for what you need. And then you can start dreaming bigger with what you want next. So for this week, I want you to get those three answers to me, richard@raincanada.com. And I want to know, how much are you making in 5 years? Where are you living? And what have you got? The more definitive, the more descriptive, the more decisive the action and real that your belief becomes your belief. You said it, Russ. Desire, dream, vision. The skill's got to match the will. So thank you very much for the setup.
Wow. So the three questions: what are you making from 5 years from now? Where are you living? And what have I got, i.e. our physical body and how we're our conditioning and our physical state is.
Those are the three.
Man, I bet you're looking forward to reading those when they come in.
Absolutely.
It's a tell when you read somebody's personal belief that they believe in, it just flows out and it just comes off and the typing is effortless and you can actually see yourself in it with them, can't you?
Well, that's important because, you know, our good friend Napoleon Hill wrote about this in called Auto-Suggestion. You know, our other friends who wrote The Secret, it was all about the law of attraction. But in both instances, in both sciences, it all came down to having an absolute inner conviction that came from a description, a decision, and a decisive principle of the vision. And you've got to make it clear. You've got to make it real. It cannot be fuzzy with no dark spots or gray area in your beliefs. Important.
Wow. Great place. And the emails, I can tell, are already starting to come in on your phone already, Rich.
Absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's a good place to leave the message off today. Thank you for dialing in. Thank you for your commitment to the program. There are people that are on the line right now that have been on every call since the beginning. So congratulations, and many of you have listened to them. If you have any questions, there are people standing by at the RAIN office, 1-888-824-7346, if you have any questions or need any support whatsoever. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off. Have yourself a masterful week. Bye for now.